Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 916. The topic is mindset and the title is Flexible Habits. So we're going to talk about today is how do we reach our goals even though life is basically continuously crazy. So I have clients all the time say in different ways, but like I'll do such and such when life is normal, to which I always tell them there is no normal. There's only times in between the ups and downs. And then I have clients that'll say like something along the lines of, oh man, I was in a good rhythm and then, you know, life just got in the way. Why does it always happen? Yeah, it does always happen. So I'm about to say something that makes me sound like a jerk, but if you're old to the podcast, that's not a surprise. If you're new to the podcast, it won't be a surprise as you keep listening. But I don't know how people haven't figured this out about life yet. So I'm 37 years old, which is not old, but it's also not young. And in 37 years, I've fully understood that life goes in waves. There are always ups and downs. In no way whatsoever is life consistent. So you have to work within the inconsistency. Too often I hear clients think rigidly, like, oh, everything has to be done black and white, or everything has to be this way, or why isn't it this way? And it's like, for the love of God, like, I've had 50, 60-year-old clients tell me that, and I'm like, how in the hell have you gotten to 50, 60 years old, and you don't understand that life is crazy? Like, come on now. So if you have any age to you, if you're old enough to listen and comprehend to the words I'm saying, you should be recognizing that life is absolutely chaos. Now, there are times in which it can feel like there's stretches where things are quote-unquote normal. But there's always variances. There's always ups and downs. Even just in, like, way we sleep. Sometimes we have a bad sleep day. Sometimes we miss a meal, so we have a bad energy day. Things happen to people around us, which influences our life. So maybe nothing has changed in our life, but something changed in someone we love. Therefore, it makes us feel different about our life. There's just always, always, always change. So what we have to recognize is our ability to accept that and work with that as a predictable response of life, a predictable stress, a predictable environment that we're supposed to work within. So we want to be successful. So when we think of flexible habits, the idea of this is that we have goals that we want to achieve. We have things we want to be successful at. And there are everyday steps we can take to reach those successes. Too often people decide on what to do based on I will either do this or I won't. So I'll either say run a mile or I won't. I'll either work out at the gym or I won't. We don't word it that way, but we would set a goal to say, you know, I want to run a mile every day. Well, what happens if there's a day when you can't? What happens if there's a day where your toe hurts, your knee hurts, your shoulder hurts, you're just tired? Maybe you had horrible sleep, you're just tired and worn out. How do we still make success towards our goals rather than feeling like it's always black or white, it's always, you know, right or wrong, it's always I did it or I didn't? How do we adjust for life? Well, one of the ways is to create flexible habits. We're going to talk through that in today's podcast. We want to, for each of our goals, set up options for daily success. So what we can look for this is a couple of things. I'm just going to throw some stuff out there, and then I'm going to prompt you to listen to a book. There's an audio book that elaborates on the kind of the concept of flexible habits, but calls it its own thing. So Elastic Habits is the book. The author is Stephen Guise, G-U-I-S-E. Now, he is the author of a book that I've talked before about how to be an imperfectionist, and he's also made a book called Mini Habits. So Elastic Habits are pretty much the idea of, well, not pretty much, they are the idea of flexible habits. He has, within his audiobook, really awesome structural benefits that I won't be able to talk about in today's podcast. So, for example, the audiobook is like 7 hours long. I have 20 to 30 minutes. So I'm going to hit on some highlights, and I'm going to encourage you to go listen to that book. Now, I have listened to that book before. It's something that I found was interesting in that I had already created a lot of those habits over the years. So I'm 37, as I mentioned. I started lifting weights when I was, I started exercising with daily habit, like a daily goal, at 15 years old. My daily goal was 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups. Now, that was at a time when I had done no physical activity whatsoever beforehand. I just thought that that would help. I was like, okay, well, if I do 250 sit-ups, I'm going to lose all the fat on my belly. If I do 250 push-ups, I'm going to build big chest and arms. I'm going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, that kind of thing. It was a long time to learn that push-ups don't build muscle if you don't eat. And you can't spot reduce body belly fat over your belly by just doing a bunch of crunches. So lots of things that I've learned over the years. But at 15 years old, I started making habits. I started trying to work at my daily habits. Now, that whole first year from 15th birthday to my 16th birthday, I only missed 10 days. I managed to be able to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every day except for 10 days for a whole year. Then I got a weight set for my kind of birthday slash Christmas slash Easter slash next birthday slash next Christmas gift because it was expensive. But my parents were awesome and they got me a weight set. And I started lifting with weights at 16. So since then, it's been 22 years now. Ugh, I feel old. It's been 22 years of setting goals, and I have established a lot of healthy habits. So when I was listening to the book Elastic Habits, I was like, oh, yeah, I do that, or oh, that's what it's called, and it's kind of neat to see. Now, chances are that you will have the same experience. As you listen to the book, there might be some things you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, I do that. And I promise you, though, there will be things you're like, oh, crap, I'm not doing that. And if you add to your normal routine, I promise, 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 you'll find that you're going to be more successful because you're able to take more positive steps consistently from day to day towards your goals. So again, that's Elastic Habits by Stephen Guise. His last name is G-U-I-S-E. Okay, so what we're going to go through is kind of two components to setting goals that I think are extremely, extremely helpful. The first component is to set tiers, T-I-E-R-S, not T-E-A-R-S, which you might have as you try to go daily towards your success, but you want to set tiers of goals. You can kind of think of this as, you know, what is the most minimal thing I can do today because I have absolutely no time, no capacity, I'm worn out, oh my God, I don't know, I would normally, I would fail, and I would do absolutely nothing. So this is going to be kind of like the minimal effort. That's going to be one of the tiers. Then we had to have kind of like what are kind of normal expectations are. I'm kind of thinking like blanking on an exact word I want. But we have the thing that we would want to do every day if it was a good day. So you kind of have like your good day option. Let's name it that. And then we have like the freaking great day, amazing day. Best thing ever kind of option. So let's go through some examples. So one of my daily goals is my wife, Meredith, which that still sounds awesome to say. I got married on New Year's Eve. So it's been a couple months, but it's still really exciting. And, you know, obviously still totally in love. One of the things that we do is we've learned each other's love languages. So we actually have been doing a podcast together called Grow Better Together. If you haven't checked that out, we're 7 episodes in now, and it's Meredith and I just talking together. And one of the podcasts we did was about the love languages. So I think the book is by Gary Chapman. It's called The 5 Love Languages. And there's basically 5 ways in which you can share love to people. And then there's what's called dialects within each language, meaning kind of subcategorical definitions. But one of them is acts of service. So one of Meredith's love languages, one of her top love languages is acts of service. Another one is words of affirmation. So those are her top two. So I try to do something every single day that is an act of service towards her and words of affection. So for example, my acts of service I have been doing for 401 days. And I have been successful for 401 days. So in 401 days, I have not missed doing an act of service for her. Now, that sounds awesome. And I am happy for that number. But it's also important to know that acts of service can have varying degrees of kind of time commitment, energy commitment, varying degrees of how to get it done. If I were to say, you know, X is the only thing I can do for her every single day, that's the only thing I can do to let her know that I love her, then what am I going to do when X isn't available? So, for example, one of the things I do that's a real kind of small thing, but she likes it, is I set the timer for the coffee pot. So I don't drink coffee, but she does. So I'll put in like the coffee grinds, do the filter, put in the water, do whatever the preparation stuff is, and I'll set the timer, and I usually set it for about 10 to 15 minutes after she's supposed to wake up. Usually she has like an alarm, and then we kind of cuddle in bed for a little bit. So then, like, by the time she gets out in the kitchen, the coffee's nice and warm and it's brand new, fresh, ready to go. She didn't have to do anything for it. She just gets to wake up and pour out her coffee and drink it. Now, that is something that really doesn't take a lot amount of time. If I were to time like getting that ready, it probably takes a minute to 2 minutes top. But that's something that's meaningful to her. And you can hear that if it only takes 1 or 2 minutes, that's kind of like, in my mind, it's a minimal goal. It's a minimal thing. If I do that every day, then I do count that I have done something for her, because that counts. It was an action meant to show her love, but it's not a huge investment. Okay? So that's something I'll try to do at least every day. But actually, last night, she set the timer herself. So I was cooking last night, and she thought it would just be cool, good use of time to kind of get the coffee thing ready. And she got it ready while I was cooking, which was good. And in her mind, I'm sure she probably thought, oh, this will be nice. Rob won't have to do it for me. In my mind, I was like, oh, crap. Now I got to think of another thing to do. Now, it wasn't, oh, crap, as in like I have to do it, because I just now recognize that's what it can sound like. I love her and I love doing things for her. It's an exciting thing for me. So, for example, one of the things is every morning I write her a little love note. And I've been doing it for probably 100 days or so in a row. And it's never the exact same thing. I try to write something fun and new every day. And I just enjoy it. Sometimes it's a poem. Sometimes it's something motivational. She was going through something. We'll just leave it at that. To where I was writing her like Bible verses that I thought would help. So it's just a little like little note every morning underneath her coffee cup that she can read, and it kind of helps her start her day. So I love doing those things. So when she set the coffee pot herself, I was like, oh man, you know, I got to think of something new to do, like something fun, something exciting. Well, she had been talking about she has some monitors for her computer, like side monitors, and unfortunately the monitors don't have like a dimmer availability as like the screen of your laptop does. So at night when she wants to bring the lights down the room, kind of get ready for bed, those screens can be kind of bright. So what I did was I had ordered some light tint that you would use for like for windows for cars, and I had put that on her screen this morning. So before she got up, I went ahead and kind of got that ready for her, and that was something that could be, you know, a small task. It's a little more time consuming than the coffee pot, but I had the time for it. I even woke up a little bit early to make sure I could do it. And it's something that I know would be meaningful for her. So it can be setting the coffee pot. It can be putting tint on her screen. It can be cooking breakfast maybe for her. Actually, this morning I also installed an air conditioner unit into our office. So that was something that was much more time consuming, because it was an absolute pain in the ass in the way they made the air conditioner. It didn't fit the molding of our window, so it took me about 2 hours to get that done. Huge pain in the butt, but I'm happy to do it. And so that's kind of the idea of having tiers of goals, having flexibility of options. You can have a minimal, which in this example would be setting the coffee pot. Takes 2 minutes. You can have a good day. A good day would be me cooking breakfast for her. Takes maybe 10 minutes, even if you count the time washing the pots and pans. And a great day could be something big, like installing an air conditioner. So by having flexibility within the degree of time and energy commitment, it allows me to be successful. It allows me to be successful for 401 days out of 401 days. So that's a big, big thing, is having tiers of goals, T-I-E-R-S. The other concept I want to kind of get across in today's podcast is what would be called lateral goals. So, for example, if somebody has the goal to work out, they have a physical fitness goal, they want to work out every day. Now, what happens if they have an injury? What happens if they're traveling? What happens if there's just no time today? They had to run to a doctor's office, then so-and-so got sick, then someone's car broke down, and it's like, oh, for the love of God, like life is just will not let me work out today. No matter what I do, it just doesn't seem to work. I'm freaking out. I'm going to miss my goal today. I'm not going to make any progress. Well, a lateral goal would be something that's related, but not quite the same. So your goal might be to work out. But let's say you're stuck in a doctor's office or you're stuck at the DMV, you're stuck at somewhere being bored to death. And it's like, dang, you know, I'd love to be working out right now, but I'm sitting here wasting my time, twiddling my thumbs, being frustrated. Well, a lateral goal could be to look up a new exercise, look up a new training program, learn something new about maybe nutrition, about training. So you could search on Instagram, maybe even a channel called Brutal Iron Gym that posts every single day. You can check out things that help your education towards training, towards working out, towards health. So yeah, it isn't a workout, but you specifically put forth effort towards your physical health by looking up a workout, by looking up maybe a nutrition thing, by reading some kind of post, some document, some article. That is a lateral move. It's still within the category of physical health, but it's not variations of working out, so it doesn't count as tiers. So a tiers of workouts could be like, okay, you have a full workout at the gym. So I'll give you an example of myself. So I have some days I can do a full big workout at the gym, and it might take me 2 hours because I'm just enjoying it. I'm having fun, just kind of going at my own pace, enjoying the day. But then life gets in the way some days, and I'll have to do what I call 10-minute challenges, maybe even have to do like just a 30-minute workout or 20-minute workout. So I have full workouts as one option. I have quick workouts as an option. I also have dumbbells and bands and a hip circle and sliders at home, so I could do an at-home workout. I even worked out the other day, about 6 months ago, I did a workout with water jugs. So we have a water dispenser in our office at home, so that way keeps Meredith and I well hydrated. So it comes in these big 5-gallon jugs. So the one day I was carrying in the jugs and decided to do a workout with the jugs. And it was fun because my outside cat Freddy was with me. So I was talking to Freddy and we were enjoying the time, just getting a little workout at home. It can also be, what if I'm kind of beat up, I'm tired, it's the end of the day, my muscles are worn out. Maybe I just go for a walk with Meredith and we talk about our day. It even can be at the end of the night. I've gone through the whole day, ran around doing everything under the sun, had no time whatsoever. I'm now getting ready to lay down to bed. And I can say, you know what? Let me do a couple push-ups, a couple planks, and then I'll just call it a day. So I might crank out 20 push-ups, do a 30-second plank as hard as I can, and then just plop into bed and go to bed. It's not much, but it's better than nothing. So those are like tiers of goals. Lateral goals would be something like, okay, I can't work out even to any degree of working out, but I can, like we said, maybe learn a new training technique. I can learn something. So it's a lateral move. It's not variations of what you want to do. It's something completely different, but it's related to your main goal. These are big concepts. If I can learn to make sure that my habits have flexibility, they have tiers of effort. There's good days. There's good enough days. There's good days and there's great days. It's good to have variations in that way. It's also good to have kind of like substitutions of goals, which would be kind of lateral moves. So you're not going down, you're not going up, you're just kind of doing it a different way. That's a lateral goal. The more we can create framework for our goals that includes this type of flexibility, the more we can be successful. So I know I can do something every single day that'll move me forward. It might be a 1-minute investment. It might be a 1-hour investment. But I know I can do something. If you can learn to work with life, life requires flexibility because life has hard days, weak days, challenging days, all the days. Life is always moving, always changing, always evolving. You need to be always evolving as well. So Something I'm going to throw out there because we've been asked about it is accountability coaching. So yes, I actually do have clients who I don't write their training and nutrition plans. I actually just help them better manage their lifestyles to include nutrition and training. It started with somebody who reached out. He was a past client. I'd helped him with programming, I think probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. And he along the line said, "Hey, Rob, I'm not following your programming, but I do need your help. I'm struggling to stay on track with my goals, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to help me to kind of make a lifestyle around these goals so I could be better at maintaining them." And I was like, of course, hell yes, I'm going to do anything I can to help you, so why would I not? So what we started doing was we started doing kind of the framework for the goals. We started making options, so we started making the tiers to the goals. We did end up making substitutions because we ran across some days where they couldn't even do any of the tiers, so we started doing that. So we started basically creating this flexibility to their habits. We also followed up with tracking, so they have a tracking document that they can record whether they did or didn't do something, and they can record to what degree it was. So for each of their goals, we tried to make like 3 levels. They have the bare minimum, they have the good day, and they have the great day. So we actually track not only did they do it, but did they do a minimum day, a good day, or a great day? And what we'll start to see is, okay, you know, on Wednesday seem to be wicked, they seem to be mostly the minimals, but at least we're moving forward. But we can also see sometimes where they're pushing a bunch of great days in a row, and I'm like, hey, make sure you don't burn out. Or I'm like, hey, you've just had 10 minimal days in a row, get your ass in gear, what can we do today to make this a good day or a great day? So sometimes you need a cheerleader, sometimes you need somebody to kick you in the ass. So that's my goal. So I helped him with that. And then we also do morning motivational text messages. So I have quite a few people that are getting those in the morning now. So I type up a quote and then a little follow-up message and then send that out to them every morning. So that is our accountability coaching service. If you're interested in that, just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. There's variable pricing depending on the depth in which of the service you want. So some people actually want nutrition programs and or training programs included with the accountability coaching. So let me know if you would like help with creating the framework for these flexible goals. It could be something where we work together for a month, we figure it out, and then you kind of take it and run with it on your own. However you need the help, I just want you to know that we are available to help, and that is something that we do. So I hope that you can take these concepts today and apply them. The biggest one that I encourage you to apply is you have a goal. You have something that you want to be great at, or at least be better. Okay, what can you do every day that'll lead you in the right direction? Now, once you have the what can I do every day, think of tiers of that thing. What is the minimal I could do towards that? What is the good day? And then what is the great day? Try to make 3 layers to every daily goal. And then try to make at least 1 substitute. That's a lateral goal. Please, 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 please take the time to do this. I promise it'll help you not only with being able to take daily actions towards success, but also mentally, emotionally, and motivationally. You will feel more motivated knowing that every single day you can do something. You will feel less mentally defeated because you know you have those minimals you can do even on the worst days. There are so many benefits beyond the simple daily action leading to success. There's emotional benefits, mental benefits. So please give this a try. If you need any help in doing so, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome. Okay. Well, if there's anything I can help with, if you ever have any questions, if you ever need anything, just reach out to us. This podcast truly is meant to be for you. Whatever you need, we will learn and we will teach it to you. Okay. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, if you think this is a helpful concept, please like the podcast on the platform you're on, and please share the podcast. The more we share the podcast, the more people we can get their eyes on the podcast, the more people we can help. So please, please, please consider sharing the podcast. It really is significant when people share. So thank you to those who do that. It means a lot. Well, thank you. And then always check out our social media channels. We have information on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Definitely Instagram. Definitely check out Instagram. That's it. So hopefully that was helpful. Take all this information, put it into practice, okay? Don't just leave it between your ears. Put it into practice. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.